Hey everybody, welcome back to the Smart Fitness Show. Today we are interviewing Teresa Power, the author of ABCs of Yoga for Kids, and she is the founder of the Kids Yoga Day. In the confusing world of fitness, nutrition, and health, I'll help you cut through the clutter and find the right path. This is the Smart Fitness Show. Hey everybody, this is Jason Minnick. Welcome back to the Smart Fitness Show. Today we are doing an interview with Teresa Power. She's the author of the ABCs of Yoga for Kids, and she's also the founder of International Kids Yoga Day. Hey Teresa, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. So are you? Where are you coming from? Are you out in L.A.?
I'm from Los Angeles.
How are things out in L.A. today?
Well, it's a beautiful, clear day here in L.A., so, yeah, things are great.
Great. I'm a little jealous. We're out here in gloomy, cloudy Indiana right now, but... I got to reading about you and taking a look at your book, and I have four kids myself, so I was pretty impressed. Do you mind if we talk about your book a little bit?
Oh, I would love to talk about it.
Okay. Go ahead and tell me, what inspired you to write that book?
Well, okay, the book is called The ABCs of Yoga for Kids, and it's geared towards 3 to 8-year-olds, although kids of all ages actually love the book because it has really fun, colorful illustrations on how to do the poses, mm-hmm. and also, rhyming poems describing how to do them. And all the poses are actually, most of them are adult poses, but they are shown in a really kid-friendly way how to do them. And I actually was inspired to do it. This is an interesting segue into my past, but I'm actually an attorney. And so 35 years ago when I was in law school, I decided that I was very stressed out and someone suggested I do yoga. And at that time, it was not popular at all, mm-hmm. the way it is now. And when I had my young kids, it just wasn't satisfying to me to be doing the law. And I decided I really wanted to keep up with the yoga. So I got certified and ended up teaching adults. And was at my son's preschool class, and they asked at career day, and so I said, this is what I do, I teach yoga, and I did a whole routine with them, and the school loved it. Mm-hmm. And we ended up starting with a pilot program there, and for 10 years I taught there. I taught the faculty, I taught the kids, and, developed a whole program. And that's where I came up with this idea about my book, which is kind of an alphabet dictionary of yoga poses.
Right, that's wonderful. So in your own experiences with yoga, how did it affect you, and why did that make you want to spread that to others?
Well, it affected me because the more I did it, the more strong I became and focused, calmer. I mean, it helped me through so much. I mean, I have been regularly practicing 5 days a week for 35 years. I mean, and I will never give it up because so many good things happen to me just because I'm just calmer, and I have an A-type personality, so I'm a go-getter. So the yoga really helps me regain my focus, and it gives me time just for myself, where I don't have to worry about anything else. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. I really want to share that, especially with our younger generation, because nowadays, especially, kids are so stressed out with all the modern technology. I mean, people don't really think young kids can be stressed out, but they are. I mean, there's just so much overstimulation and everything else going on that if they can learn to calm themselves at a young age, it's really going to help them incorporate a healthy activity the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Seems like kids, technology included, there's so much more that is, filling their days anymore that, that just having something that can center them and help them to focus and concentrate would be wonderful for most kids, I would think.
Well, yeah, and especially at school, because a lot of schools now, they're eliminating recess, and they're really focused on that high-stakes testing and achieving, and it's really hard on these kids, and they need some sort of an outlet. I'm advocating to get yoga into the school system, where mm-hmm. actually to teach the teachers how to incorporate some simple yoga moves and some breathing techniques into the school day, because right. I think it's that important for kids.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So many kids are stressed and just to help them focus, and even the physical aspect of it, I'm sure is probably pretty good considering how it seems to be so much less physical activity in general during the course of a day.
Oh, you're right on with that, because yoga can make you physically fit as well as mentally fit. I mean, basically, even for younger kids, being able to hold, let's say, downward dog pose, where you're on your knees, right, and then mm-hmm. you straighten your legs behind you, and that takes a lot of muscle strength from these young kids to mm-hmm. be able to hold that. So yes, there is a physical benefit as well as a mental benefit.
That's great. So I got a question for you. Being a yoga instructor and practitioner, how important is mindfulness and staying in the moment for kids?
Oh, that is a brilliant question, because yes, it is so vitally important for kids, well, for adults too, for anybody, but especially for kids, because like we talked about earlier, not only the stresses of all the smartphones and all the technology is going on, but also just like Prince's dropping a preschool kid off at school. That's stressful if they're, you know, having separation anxiety or being bullied or just peer pressure. There's so many things. And so for kids to learn to be mindful and just to sit still and take a deep breath into their nose, I would teach them. And then they exhale through their nose. And just to take some calming deep breaths like that really can alter their state of mind. I mean, remember when we were, I don't know if you remember, but when I was younger, you know, they always said, okay, take 10 breaths before you say anything you'll regret or something like that. So this is the idea of taking like some deep breaths, you know, and I always say it's the take five breathing. So you inhale for the count of five and hold it for five and then exhale for five. And that really keeps them focused. And in turn, it keeps them in the moment, because that's all we have. We only have the present moment. I mean, and so whenever I'm in a yoga class, I'm there. This is what I'm doing, you know, and then I can worry about all the rest of my day when I get out.
I think I could use that 10 breaths before you speak lesson nowadays even, too.
Yeah. Well, we all can. I mean, you know, it's a good one for kids, too, because, you know, someone, if they want, if they get mad at another kid, you know how kids are, they, or whatever, it's just nice for them to stop and breathe for a minute, and they may rethink what they were going to say or what they were going to do.
Right. Well, as a yoga teacher, you know, what would be one thing you wish your yoga students, adults or children, would take away from their practice with you?
Well, okay, what I really want them to take away is the fact that whatever they're doing while they're on the mat will help them when they're off the mat. So in other words, learning how to just to be with themselves, to be content with where they are. And I always teach my students is the journey, not the destination that counts. So in other words, just enjoy where you are in the process, like not to be competitive with yourself or not to have to do the perfect pose. But if they can learn that principle, then when they're out in the world, they'll think about that, and then they'll be able to cope better with whatever pressures or anything that, you know, comes at them.
That's great. So anybody that's just tuning in, we're talking with Teresa Power. She's author of ABCs of Yoga for Kids. But something I really want to talk about, Teresa, would be the Yoga Day, their International Kids Yoga Day. So I guess last year was the first year you did it. And correct me if I'm wrong, we had over 25,000 kids from around the world participate. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. We had 25,000 kids from, I believe last year we had 46 states and 24 countries. So this year we have doubled the number. We're over 40,000. We're getting close to 50,000 actually right now. We have new signups every day. It's not too late for people to sign up, by the way, at kidsyogaday.com. And we also have all 50 states participating, and we also have 40 countries. I think 41 now. I mean, it's so amazing. So basically it's going to be on April 7th, it's always the first Friday in April, and at 11 a.m., all these kids at schools and yoga studios and different organizations, they're going to be practicing, and parents at home, which is with their little kids, they're going to be practicing a five-minute yoga routine that I specially designed, and it's going to be like a wave of yoga starting in Australia and going across and spreading out, and it's going to end in Alaska at 11:05.
It's all
local time. So it's local time.
Okay.
So whatever time zone you're in. So I'm having a big event in Santa Monica, because I'm from Los Angeles, at the Santa Monica Pier to launch Kids Yoga Day the day before. I'm going to do a concert event. It's free for kids to come to here in the LA area. And then at 6 o'clock, which would be 11 a.m. the next day in Australia, we're going to practice that five-minute yoga routine to start it off here in Los Angeles.
That's a pretty amazing collaboration to be able to pull off something that big.
Oh, I'm constantly amazed that I did this. And the funny thing is when I decided to create Kids Yoga Day last year, it wasn't about Kids Yoga Day. It was actually about my new book, because I had a new book launching last year. It's called The ABCs of Yoga for Kids, a Guide for Parents and Teachers. Because a lot of, you know, a lot of parents and teachers didn't know what yoga was about, and they wanted some information, you know, why their kids should be doing yoga. So I decided that I was talking with a friend of mine, and we decided what we wanted to launch it in the spring, And we thought, well, we should have a day to launch it on. And I was going to launch it on Kids Yoga Day, but there's no such thing. So I invented it. And here it is just taken off. And that was probably the reason why I was supposed to create it, not for the book, but for the kids all around the world, which is now amazing. I really want to spread the message of yoga, you know, and change the world one pose at a time.
That's really what it takes, is just one person like yourself just to be willing to take that step and jump outside your comfort zone and see what happens.
Yeah, it's like a global movement, and I never expected it to happen, and it takes a lot of coordination. I have a marketing woman that's helping me, but it's basically us, and it's just absolutely amazing, and I love it. You know, and what I love about it, and I think we have ambassadors that sign up, you know, through our website. That's how we keep track of the numbers. And they basically are willing just to lead the kids, whether it's in the school or wherever it is, you know, through the yoga routine. And they all love it because it's so simple. I mean, and they can do, I suggest this routine, but they can adapt it. They can do their own thing. I mean, basically, it's very fluid. So, you know, it can be sustainable. You know, I'm not there to oversee it. So as long as all these kids are practicing yoga at the same time or around the same time, that's the whole point of it, you know, to unite all these kids together.
That's great. One thing I wanted to ask was, you know, with the 5-minute video, is that something that adults can do and kids as well? That do you encourage them to follow along together and do it together?
Yes, they can do it together. They can do it alone. Yes, but it's definitely in all these poses are definitely adult poses, and a lot of times I will go sometimes to corporations and I will in a meeting and they'll all be in their suits and they'll just take off their shoes and we'll do the 5-minute routine. One of the routines I have, actually two of them, one of them's all standing poses. Mm-hmm. So I created that for schools in case the kids were behind their desks and they couldn't, you know, get to a yoga mat, because I want to show that you don't need a yoga mat to do yoga. I mean, even just breathing actually is doing yoga, being mindful about your breath. I mean, all yoga really is just exercise using your breath and movement is what
right.
it is.
Well, I think you've inspired me to go ahead and give it a try as well. So,
yes, definitely. It's amazing. I'm telling you, I could not be where I am today had it not been for going to yoga, honestly. That's I mean, way back when. I did not know 35 years ago this is where I would end up, but I'm inspired to keep on going.
Great. Well, okay, Teresa, I want to wrap this up. I've got two questions I want to ask you that I like to ask every person that I interview. And then I want to make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of you if they want to find more information. So the first question would be, why is this important to you? Which basically, what makes you wake up in the morning and know that this is what you want to put out into the world?
Well, I wake up every day and sometimes I think, why am I doing this? But what really inspires me is that I have a strong, like, connection with God or higher power, whatever it is, and I really feel just with all the synchronicity and the way that this has just evolved and it's just happening so, like, it's just happening so perfectly. I really believe this is the plan for me. I feel like I have been called, so to say, to spread this message to children. I'm good at it. I'm very... You know, I'm organized and I'm creative and I'm also very good with people and I'm good with the kids. And so, and just seeing what really inspires me every day is when I actually go out and lead kids through this 5-minute routine or teach kids yoga or teach adults or talk about it. It inspires me because I really want to help people. Mm-hmm. In my whole life, I've always felt like I'm meant to help people. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just what I'm supposed to be doing. So I keep on doing it.
Okay, well, you asked...
Like, I suit up and show up. That's what I do. I suit up and show up and do the work.
That's what you got to do. And you answered my second question, which was, what inspires you? So, you know, I mean, I think if you're doing what you are supposed to be doing, then everything just seems to fall in place. And I've found that in my own life.
Yeah, it really does. And that's a message for everyone to hear, too. And I think that I really learned that, through the yoga. I mean, I look forward to going to my own practice. I mean, I like to practice 5 days a week. And on days where I'm just madly busy... I still have to take that time out for myself because I end up being more productive afterwards because I just feel more grounded. And I meditate, too. I mean, I take some time, you know, for at least 10 minutes a day to meditate just to calm myself down.
Yeah, I've found that, you know, with when I'm not doing any kind of meditation or taking some quiet time, that I just my days don't seem to go as well. But if I take just a little bit of time to do that, even just a couple minutes, it seems to just set the tone for my day so much more.
Oh, it does. And And the thing is what people, I suggest all your listeners just to try it, just to take some deep breaths, or just to take 5 minutes just out of your day, just to, you know, simply breathe or do a few yoga poses or whatever, because it really can change the way your day goes. And we all think we don't have time for it or we're too busy, but if you do it, you'll be more productive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. I'm sure you've got a lot going on this week with the Yoga Day for Kids coming up in less than a week. Do you mind sharing with our listeners how they can get a hold of you if they want more information?
Oh, sure. It's they can go to abcyogaforkids.com, and they can also, to find more about Kids Yoga Day, they can go to kidsyogaday.com. And just a little plug that I'm actually coming out with a new book every year now, and on Kids Yoga Day. And this year I'm coming out with a book called The ABCs of Yoga for Kids Around the World.
Mm-hmm.
And it is basically an alphabet book of countries, and like A is for Australia, and then it's the koala pose, because koalas in Australia. So basically all those countries that are in this alphabet book participated in Kids Yoga Day last year.
Oh, that's great.
So again, it's kidsyogaday.com is the main website.
All right, we'll look that up and be sure to try to get a copy of that.
Great.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And, hopefully we'll be able to connect again sometime.
Okay, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. That was our guest, Teresa Power. She's the author of The ABCs of Yoga for Kids and the founder of International Kids Yoga Day. This is a Smart Fitness Show with Jason Minnick. You can find us on jasonminnick.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Snapchat, and Instagram. Share as much as you can. We are trying to get out there and motivate, educate, and inspire.